Two Holes That Changed the World. The central mystery expressing the non-classical dream logic of quantum theory is contained within one experiment. In Feynman's words, the experiments with the two holes, the double slit, also known as the two-slit experiment. To quote Feynman, it has in it the heart of quantum mechanics. In reality, it contains the only mystery. This famous experiment, which has been repeated innumerable times, can't be explained in any classical way, and contains encoded within it all the peculiarities and paradoxes of quantum mechanics. Feynman felt that all of quantum physics can be gleaned from carefully thinking through the implications of this single experiment. To quote Feynman, any other situation in quantum mechanics, it turns out, can always be explained by saying, "You remember the case of the experiment with the two holes? It's the same thing." The essential features, or weirdness as many physicists put it, of this experiment are found to characterize all quantum systems throughout the universe. We shouldn't forget that the universe itself is one massive quantum system. The trade magazine Physics World voted the double-slit experiment the single most beautiful experiment of all time. In the double-slit experiment, we start by shining a beam of light through an opaque wall with two slits in it onto a photographic plate, a screen, that detects the arrival of the light. As the beam passes through both slits, it spreads out, and as we would expect, behaves like waves interfering with each other, creating an interference pattern on the screen. If we close one of the slits, the interference pattern, which is thought to be the result of light waves interacting with each other, disappears, and we can tell by the pattern that the light makes on the screen that it behaves as particles. This makes sense, for as the light passes through the one open slit, it has nothing to interfere with to create an interference pattern. So far, so good. The source of light is then dimmed to the point of emitting only one photon, a discrete, indivisible particle of light. This experiment works just as well with electrons, atoms, and countless other subatomic particles, at a time, through the two open slits onto the screen behind it. Each single photon leaves as a localized, discrete, and indivisible particle, and arrives at the screen as a particle, as is evidenced by a tiny flash of light at a definite point. The next photon is emitted only after the previous photon has been detected on the screen. In between the emission and the detection of each photon, however, something highly mysterious is going on. When both slits are open, we would expect that each individual photon should go through one or the other of the two open slits. Over time, as the number of photons builds up, this would result in two stripes on the photographic plate, one behind each slit. This is not what happens, however. The photon seems able to manifest as several probabilistic counterparts of itself, and explores all possible pathways open to it simultaneously. As each individual photon is sent through the slits and onto the photographic plate, over time an interference pattern builds up. Being indivisible, a photon should be able to go through only one of the two slits, thus making an interference pattern impossible. It shouldn't matter if the other slit is open or closed. For an interference pattern to happen, it's as if the single photon would have to be in two places at once, traveling through both slits at the same time. In the physics version of one hand clapping, the photon is interfering with itself. It is seemingly impossible for the photon, which is indivisible, to divide itself up and then come back together in its unified state on the other side of the slits. Quantum mechanics, Wheeler writes, says that the cloud of probability that is the photon until it is detected can take both routes at once. When both slits are open, an interference pattern builds up. When one slit is closed, the interference pattern disappears. The questions naturally arise: how does any given photon know when the second slit is open and when it is not? In passing through one part of the experiment, how can it know what is happening in some other part? The results of the experiment indicate that whether or not the second slit is open informs the photon regarding what sort of pattern to build up on the photographic plate. How do these individual and seemingly separate photons conspire with each other to build up an interference pattern over time? And how does a single photon know where to place itself in the overall pattern? Why doesn't every photon follow the same trajectory and end up in the same spot on the other side of the slits? All good questions, I imagine Wheeler saying. A detector is then placed at one of the slits to see which slit the photon actually goes through. Whenever this is done, trying to catch the photon in the act, the photon always manifests as a particle that goes through one slit or the other, and the interference pattern disappears. In other words, when we look, the photon always manifests as a normal everyday particle. When we don't look, the photon manifests its wave-like aspect. So not only does the photon know whether both slits are open or not, it also knows whether or not we are watching it, and adjusts its behavior accordingly. It is as if the photon knows beforehand that we are lying in wait, ready to observe it, and as a result of this, chooses to maintain its particle persona. Appearing self-conscious, the photon doesn't seem to want to be seen in its quantum weirdness, as if not wanting to be caught in the act of going both ways at once. If the detector at the slit is turned off, we then have no knowledge of the route the photon has taken, its secret is safe, and it resumes its mysterious wave-like behavior, and the interference pattern comes back. The photon not only knows which slit is open or closed, but seemingly possesses information about the whole experimental setup, including the observer, which in principle suggests that it knows the quantum state of the entire universe. Astrophysicist Massimo Teodorani writes, "You may also think of a kind of intelligence of particles, since when a particle passes through both slits simultaneously, it seems to have a perfect consciousness of the past and the future in order to create the correct figure of interference. This suggests that the quantum world is truly sentient, as well as holistic. Each of its parts are in touch with a whole. There is no clearer example of the interaction of the observer with the observed than the double-slit experiment. Consciousness interfered in the experiment in such a way so as to have a direct effect at the quantum level. It is important to understand that Wheeler's idea of a participatory universe was not based on wild theoretical speculation, but on the most rigorously tested scientific experiments imaginable. Quantum theory is so counterintuitive that he would never have dreamt it, even in his wildest dreams, without the constant guidance provided by experiments. The double-slit experiment was the very first experiment in which consciousness literally entered the physics lab in a way that was impossible to ignore and demanding to be accounted for. There were countless other types of more elaborate experiments to follow. The double-slit experiment helped to reveal the dual, seemingly schizophrenic nature of the quantum world. It was the experiment that first showed that how light manifested, as a wave or a particle, depended upon how it was observed. This is the prototypical experiment that revealed how consciousness not only was an inextricable part of the universe, but actually affected the very universe of which it was aware through the act of awareness itself. Consciousness, as Bohr reminds us, is inseparably connected with life. The double-slit experiment was the first major clue that shed light on the fact that whether light manifested as a wave or a particle depended on the questions asked, that is, how the experiment is arranged, an insight which has enormous implications for understanding the nature of the universe at large. As Wheeler reminds us, the questions we ask are crucial. The double-slit experiment also revealed something astounding. The subatomic particles under investigation behave as if they know they are being looked at. It is as if, while we are observing these quantum entities, they are observing us observing them. It is as if they are continually monitoring and processing their environment, just like us. This is to say that the inhabitants of the micro-world appear to have sentience. Not only do these quantum entities act as if they know they are being watched, they appear to precognitively know how they are going to be watched in the future and are able to retroactively change their behavior accordingly. This experiment indicates that observations made after these quantum entities have done their thing, whatever their thing is, seems, from all of the evidence, to have an effect on their behavior after the seeming fact. Though manifesting in time, these quantum entities appear to be not bound by time, but seem to exist both inside and outside of time simultaneously, casting our previously held notion of linear time into question. In addition, these quantum entities act as if they can interfere with themselves in the same way that we can, and appear to have the superhero power of being able to be in two places at the same time. Most of us are still working on this. This is to say that they are not localized and can't be pinned down in the normal way, both in terms of space and time. Quantum entities act as if they are party to some bizarre, mysterious form of non-local telepathic communication that transcends the normal parameters of space and time. To say that they are psychic is an understatement. In some ways, they are inseparable from, connected to, and manifestations of the psyche itself. The double-slit experiment was the archetypal process that pulled the curtain back and revealed that consciousness is an integral part of our universe. Quantum entities are truly holistic in that they seem to have an aspect that is localized in space, while at the same time having a non-local aspect in touch with a whole. Based on their behavior, these inhabitants of the microworld act as if they know they are a part of, and are merely playing a role in, a more extensive entity called a probability wave. Seemingly aware of more of the world than their immediate locality, these quantum entities, based on all the evidence, appear to know and have the ability to instantaneously synchronize themselves with the quantum state of the entire universe. The implications, which are still being unpacked and explored in new and ingenious experiments, are beyond huge. The double-slit experiment gave an incarnate birth to the field of quantum physics. It was as if the physical world, that is matter, took the form of this experiment so as to transmit the quantum nature of reality into our minds. A living symbol of what it gave birth to, contemplating the double-slit experiment both reflects and effects, potentially actualizing, that is making conscious, the quantum nature of reality. A symbol both reflects and is a portal leading to, that is, effects, the very experience it is reflecting. This experiment has holographically encoded within it the whole of quantum physics. This is to say that this experiment is the revelation of quantum physics in a form we could only, and did, imagine.